up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. Alice, 97.3, good vibes and variety. It is time now for you to win some Disneyland tickets. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Right now, take the word parade, P-A-R-A-D-E. They do a parade there every day, every night. So fun. Right now, take the word parade and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort by texting parade to the contest line 20357. You'll also be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including, I know, it's big, 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is parade. This is not the last code word of the day. We're doing this every hour, all week, from 7:05 in the morning 6:05 at night, right through Jane's show. So Mason has you after us, and then Janie's got you this afternoon. Very exciting. People love the Disney.
That okay. Mason, if you don't follow her, she is prolific on Instagram.
She has a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of posts. So if you like following someone who's busy with it,
yep.
We're a lot less busy with it. The Alice Morning Show is not as busy as she is, but yeah, lots of posts. Follow Mason on the mic.
And she posts a lot on the Alice 973 Instagram, so you go for it there as well. And then, of course, Bob's going to be getting busy with it, you know, putting up some cool content or whatever you call it, whatever the kids call it. So we've been gone for the last, whatever, we've been gone the last 2 weeks. And because everything interesting happens during vacation, I'm just going to read you some headlines. And if you want to stop on any, what?
Great.
Oh.
Great.
Okay. So Ozzy died.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that got pretty well covered. And
I love Ozzy, everyone. I'm sad to see him pass. Mm-hmm. I'm sad that he was in such a bad state for his final appearance. I didn't realize that they'd put it out there like, yes, he's got a trainer and they're trying to get him in shape for this. He was way
frailer.
It was way worse than I thought. Yeah. He couldn't stand.
Well, and 17 days later, he
passed away.
What a life, though. What an incredible life.
I'm a big fan and always will be.
Hulk Hogan died. And not only did he, I think he had like a cardiac thing, but they revealed that he had leukemia that he'd never, nobody knew about it.
I was never a fan of his.
Me neither. Not really.
I was into wrestling.
Fine. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I was totally into wrestling. I loved Hulk Hogan.
The one thing he did that I thought, okay, I'll give you that. He was in Rocky III. And Rocky.
Thunderlips.
I'm a big fan of the Rocky movies, and he was in Rocky III.
Thunderlips was his name?
Yeah, that was his character's name.
Thunderlips?
Yes.
That's a dumb name. He wasn't the main adversary, was he?
No, it's in the very beginning, the first sequence. Rocky boxes him, and he slams Rocky. Rocky thinks they're going
to
play around.
It's supposed to be a promotional event, and Rocky at this point is sold out. Like, you know, he's a big star now. He's no longer the guy running through the streets of Philly.
Right.
He's the champ, and he's doing these promotional things, and Thunderlips hurts him.
Yeah, until Rocky takes off his gloves and starts boxing him and wins.
Thunderlips. Yeah. Anyway, rest in peace, Hulk Hogan. Cosby star, he played Theo, the son of Bill Cosby. Malcolm Jamal Warner, he died in an accidental drowning off the coast of Costa Rica.
I didn't know this was him trying to save his kid. They were out swimming together,
and he was unable to, but someone else got her. She did live. But he apparently was always very, he has a wife and daughter and was very secretive about them. Like not a lot of people knew, maybe to protect them from his fame or whatever. But he had done a few other shows and been on a few other
things. He's a musician too.
Yeah.
He was on the show called The Resident, which was a doctor show. It was pretty successful. Mm-hmm. It was on for like six or so years and he was great in that.
Mm-hmm. So he just, I don't know, kept the fam on the down low. Which may very well have been just protection for them. We talked about this already. Coldplay's Chris Martin inadvertently outed a CEO for cheating on his wife on a jumbotron. It was delicious. It was like of all the stories, it was the most fun.
Turns out both people were cheating on their partners, and the lady was married to a New England tycoon.
A Cabot.
A multi-billionaire. And he was away on a business trip when this news broke. And I'm sure there he is seeing his wife across every news outlet going, guess I better call home.
And my lawyer.
Some things have happened while I was away.
Let's check that prenup.
Yikes.
CBS canceled The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Not only did they cancel The Late Show, not only did Stephen is going to do one more season, by the way. It's not ending until later. Sometime next year, early next year, I think. But they have just said, we can't afford to do a late night show anymore. Like this, that whole thing is going away. And he's the most highly rated of all of that time slot. Like,
is that right?
Yeah. He is like a 2.5. I was reading a thing on it because I thought, oh, well, maybe he just wasn't doing well. But he makes about $16 million a year. And the show bleeds 40 to 50 million. It has like 200 employees. And I'm sure the space in Manhattan is also very expensive.
I know that you record those shows regularly. Mm-hmm. And I know that you watch them regularly. And that's cool. You're into it. I haven't watched late night since Dave left. Like, it's just not a... Now, I know I work mornings, but I even if I recorded it, I wouldn't watch it. Like, to me, those shows are tired. The interviews are tired. The whole sort of setup doesn't... It's really been one of those things that were like institutions, and now finally these companies are going, we can't afford this.
Yeah, well, they can't because only... It's under 20% of people are watching any kind of broadcast television anymore.
And at that hour, I think like most people probably Netflix.
Yeah.
Disney Plus.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you're just not looking the same way you once did for your news in the evening hours.
Well, yeah. And if it's the celebrity pop culture that you like of those shows, I think that's one of the big reasons that they were so famous because celebrities would go on there and be themselves. But now you can get that. You get that in so many other places. Mm-hmm. Shows like Hot Ones and Chicken Shop Date show celebrities in even more casual lighting and have taken off and are way, way cheaper to make.
I wonder, too, about, like, one of the things I really, like, of all of the late night hosts right now, and I love Stephen Colbert, I love Seth Meyers. Like, I just think I love his delivery, and I just think he's so goofy and funny, and some of the asides he goes off on are great. But I watch him, I don't do it that much anymore because I'm really not on Instagram anymore, but I'd just watch his closer looks on Instagram. And I thought to myself, how's he making any money off of this? How does that show make it? This is the thing from the show that is excellent. I think they do three of them a week. And I'm like, I'm watching this. I'm consuming this as I'm scrolling by. And now I record the show and watch it. But if he's not going to do the closer look, I will skip the whole show.
I would imagine for a while, that's one of the reasons, because I know Fallon like started doing his bits. Mm-hmm. And actually, who's the English guy that did the card karaoke?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they become these YouTube and Instagram, like,
phenoms,
advertising, like, but it's not financially doable at $16 million just for his pay, not to mention what the whole team costs. So I get it. I think they're all going to go away, it looks like.
I wouldn't doubt it. And honestly, I feel like the only things that are going to be like financially able to be done are the things like Survivor and some of these. It seems like every time a real produced show that has a real budget, and even like, sort of the late night soap operas are going away. All of those things are being filled up by these really cheap to produce reality series and games. There's tons of game shows on right now.
Well, they're signing their own death certificate, my opinion.
Well, if
you don't put on good shows for people to watch, they will go to Netflix and say, why bother?
Right.
Well, the spin on this was that it was because of his political rants and that CBS.
It's a Trump thing, right?
Of course, a lot of people made it into that, but it truly was also. Like you said, the budget for that thing.
Bleeding
was,
money.
$54 million or something, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't fire him immediately when he went on the rant about them paying a $16 million, payoff to Trump, that to me is like, if you're mad at him about that, he just gets fired.
Yeah. Well, it's owned by the same people who do The Daily Show. So, mm-hmm. and he's still on. We'll see if he gets canceled, Jon Stewart. But like,
that, he's another
if,
one,
if you're
though.
Gonna cancel anyone for being political, I think you'll go there.
Right.
But yeah, it was a whole thing with they were trying to sell the company.
Paramount
just sold to Skydance. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot of political undertones to the whole thing.
There's going
to
be there's a lot of change coming. There's no question.
We've always been involved with the government, even radio in every way is involved mm-hmm. with the government.
Oversight, the whole FCC thing.
The FCC runs everything. And while we may own the signal or the sticks or the position on the dial, you don't own it. You're paying to use it. Mm-hmm. And
it's a license.
They can definitely yank that stuff from you.
Sure
so there's a thing involved there that you don't know about probably.
Right.
You, the listener.
And there can be pressure to do the things that somebody needs you to do because otherwise you jeopardize your license.
I remember talking to at the first station I was on in San Diego, it was this little teeny signal and we'd put in this thing to the FCC to boost our signal. Mm. And every year I would go like, how's that going over there? Stuff will sit on an FCC desk for 10 years. You just have to wait. And that's the way you're a hostage to the government. Mm. And that's just the nature of it. It's not, I'm not saying that as here or there.
No, totally.
But the owner of the station ended up buying another signal because there was no movement on wherever that desk is bid to boost our signal was. Mm. Never happened, never moved. So the guy just bought a new station.
I'll just buy a more powerful stick.
Move it over.
This one's already at this many mm-hmm. watts. We lost Lonnie Anderson.
Yesterday.
She would have been 80 tomorrow. So she was 79.
She's one of my first big crushes.
You know what's funny? I always thought she was so beautiful. And I'm looking at all the retro, looks that she had and stuff. And man, like the hair was just awful. Like I guess that was...
It was hot
in
back then.
At the time.
I was into her too.
Yeah.
Like that was at that age. I was at that age.
But now
where,
I'm looking at her hair going, oh my God.
Well,
that's horrible.
I wasn't looking at her hair. And I definitely was at that age where stirrings were happening at the weirdest moments.
Yeah.
The KRP.
And she was really good on KRP. Her timing, she was hilarious.
That was 78 to 82. And that was back when they did, 30 plus episodes each season. There's probably 100 plus episodes of WKRP. Nowadays, you're lucky if you get 8 episodes out of a season of anything. They call it a season, but it's sort of just like whenever we get 8 done, we put them up. So there's that. And then they say she auditioned to play Chrissy Snow on Three's Company, which obviously she didn't get. Suzanne Summers was Chrissy Snow. In 1980, she did some movies. One of the big deals for me with Lonnie Anderson was she was married to Burt Reynolds for like a hot second. And then it took them 20 years to finalize their divorce. They got married in 1988. They got, after years of dating, they divorced in the early 90s. And it took more than 20 years to completely settle that divorce, which is... so crazy. A story would pop up all through all these years about something that was going down between them.
I don't know how people survive that.
Anyway.
I'm not built to have stuff just dangling in the background forever and ever and ever.
Rest in peace, Lonnie. J-Lo is done with marriage after getting divorced 4 times. Okay.
That might be a good idea.
There's more Chris Hemsworth. I know. Just be done with it. You don't need to. More Chris Hemsworth. There's Limitless, Live Better Now. This is his show where he's like, I'm just going to do everything. I want to do it. I think this has got to be like the maybe second season.
I saw some of the first season.
Yeah. This is coming out August 15th. It hits Disney Plus.
And doesn't he have some rare disease that they were able to, through a blood test, say this is something and that's why he's doing this?
Yeah.
One of the episodes I saw, he faced his fear of heights. On some, building in Australia.
Which is kind
of
cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. Plus, he's awesome. The end. Peacock is raising its prices by $3 a month. Yay. Here's a shocker. Simon Cowell will look for a new boy band and a new Netflix series. So there's that. The original screenwriter of Basic Instinct is working on a reboot. Man, that was the leg crossing that stopped the world. The live-action Lilo and Stitch is the first movie of 2025 to cross $1 billion.
You know
globally.
What? I loved it.
Yeah?
It was way better than the cartoon version.
Oh.
Way better. Like, in a way that I went, oh, this is why. Because it's that good. It's super, it's cast great. You really do get that she's just a little kid and a little, like, it was great. Really good.
Nice. All right, that's all the headlines I've got time for. What do you got coming up, Ben?
Some campers singing in British Columbia and more after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. Ooh, baby, it's raining. I love that song so much. So good. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our full show podcast. Our whole show. Whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Oh. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to Alice 973 all day. Home, car, anywhere you are. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Sweet. Download the Odyssey app today. Let's see. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s and 80s. We're looking good here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9. That's right. We're back from vacation if you're just joining us.
Hello.
And thanks for being here. We begin with, so on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I was headed to Target to pick something up after dropping my kid off at her guitar lesson. And as I'm pulling into the Target lot, the place where Sears used to live has the sign up that says Spirit Halloween. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's that. We're there, baby. We are there. But kind of brings me to two stories. One, there's only one Sears left in California. One.
Really?
Which, you know.
Where is it?
It's here in the Bay Area. They say it's in, where is that thing? Sears store at Sun Valley Shopping Center in Concord is the last one standing in the state of California.
Wow.
Well, Spirit store's waiting to come on in there this holiday season. So, you know, whenever you decide to close up.
It's August 4th. It is not the holiday season. Oh, my God.
They say it is. Most people already think it's closed. That's the bummer about Sears going down.
Yeah.
And it's not. Look. I know there are people that watch the late night shows, but not as many as that once did. Right. Like, what was that guy? Johnny Carson was one of the most famous people in the world.
Yep.
And he did a late night 11:30, you know, what was
the Tonight Show?
The show, the one. And for a while it held on. And that, I think and Sears is another example of these institutions that we grew up with just aren't what they once were. No. Sears is, no one goes there.
Yeah.
And for the people who go, I can't believe Sears closed. When's the last time you went? It's been forever.
Everything, like a true department
all the
store.
Stuff, right.
Did you carry the catalog around when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The wish book was the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
It's a big part of my childhood. So again, that's what I'm saying is like, it's crazy to see it closing. I never went to Sears. Yeah, I'd
go there sometimes.
Seven.
There was one in Northgate. So if I'd go to the movies and I was there too early, I'd be like, nah, the Sears is right there. I'll walk around there. And then I started to notice, I'm like, wow, there's like, they were almost spreading out the clothes racks because they were just had less and less stuff. They just weren't. And finally, it just ended.
Anyway, so this is the Spirit store had taken over the Sears there in Capitola as I was headed towards. So this story is about Halloween.
All right.
This Halloween season, Home Depot is selling the new Ultra Skelly. Skelly is the character or the decoration that started it all for Home Depot. It's this huge, tall skeleton statue that everyone seemed to get. They called it Skelly. Oh, that's not it.
12-foot tall Skelly. Jesus. Look at that thing. Holy gigantor. That's, he's big.
Yeah, he is big. So here's the deal. There's a new one. This one, Home Depot will be selling the Ultra Skelly this year, which is an app-controlled version that allows you to oversee its animatronic elements, like moving its mouth. It can also be equipped with pre-recorded dialogue. Your recordings can be up to 30 seconds long, which sounds fun. So you can put stuff in there.
So you can be sitting behind the curtain in your house and, well, can you move its arms and stuff?
They say the only downside to the new Ultra Skelly is it's only 6.5 feet tall instead of the original 12 feet tall. I don't know, but Ultra Skelly is going to cost $279. Which is actually less than the original, which was $299. So these upgrades, I guess.
They got a dog now, too.
This is all big business. I swear to you, in my neighborhood, I know our boss is huge.
Oh,
on
my God.
The...
He does a Halloween tree.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure he's getting ready to pull all that stuff out. Everyone
is. It's literally 3 full months until Halloween. Like a...
But if you don't start early enough, then you've pulled that stuff out for only, what, 2 weeks?
That's all I want to know there for.
All right, well.
My neighbors leave their orange lights on year-round.
Oh, good for them. Mm. That's smart.
That's their Christmas lights, too, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the orange. I think that's great. Anyway, Ultra Skelly coming to Home Depot. Be the first in your neighborhood to get it.
Okay.
And then you can put things in its mouth. It can say stuff. So maybe there's a neighbor that y'all cap on.
I'd rather have the 12-foot one. We have a tree out front that maybe I could jam it up into and have it be like waving out the top.
Okay,
of the
do
tree.
That. Are you going to do it?
I mean, I'm not the person who goes to Home Depot at my house.
You never want to hear someone screaming in the woods.
No, you don't. You really, really, really don't.
So funny. I realize it's just a dumb conversation we've had probably way too many times.
This is the man in the bear. I've
taken a hiking near my house, and I swear, just because that's banging around in my head, I just keep to myself. I don't even look at people as I'm walking by them. Mm. I don't want no trouble, and I don't want you to think I'm trouble. I'm just gonna walk
by. I think it's weirder if you don't look at them. If you're like,
oh good, now you're in my head that way too. Why don't you just zip it?
Be yourself,
Clarky.
Be friendly.
I don't want to
be
fine. No.
Wear a shirt that says I'm harmless.
No.
I'd take the bear too, something like that.
You never want to hear someone screaming in the woods.
Yeah. Well, do I need to go help this person?
Last Thursday, a search and rescue team in British Columbia, Canada was called to a remote hiking and climbing area in the woods after a couple hikers reported hearing repeated cries. Mm-hmm. When they arrived, the team heard faint yelling and closed in on the area, and eventually they found a man who was camping alone, and he wasn't in distress. He was singing his heart out to the trees, singing Nickelback's greatest hits.
Oh. Damn him.
Well,
the first
fun.
Responders thanked the hikers who called it in just in case. You know, this is what you do. You don't want to decide. And remember.
Look at this photograph. Oh, that's every time I do, it makes me laugh.
You know what? I weirdly saw a story about Nickelback just the other day. Did you know that they were a cover band called Village Idiot?
I didn't.
That was their early days.
I don't know that
days.
Much about
well,
Nickelback.
Now you know.
Like, my brother's a big Nickelback fan.
Look
at this. Yeah.
The Fisherman?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's he doing?
Great.
Is he at the big party?
He's there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for a couple days.
You guys?
Yeah. We had a great time. We jammed and everyone swam in the pool. It was really fun.
All right. Oh, so you got to see...
Debbie.
Yeah.
Why
was I thinking Rebecca? I don't. That's weird.
Debbie, Becky, you know.
Debbie. Kind of,
yeah. Debs.
You guys hung out, had
we did.
Fun?
Yeah. Good. They were only there for a couple of the days, though. Mm. I know.
Anyway, it turns out the camper was just having a party by himself in the woods, singing Nickelback.
It was always Nickelback.
Yeah, that's,
like, that's
it. Their greatest hits. Yeah. So, there you go. Village
this is
idiot.
How the cop find me.
We all begin somewhere, and they began as village idiot.
Yeah, well,
and we all just wanna be big rock stars, living in time houses, driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap, and we'll all stay skinny because we just won't eat. And
how do you know all that?
She's reading the lyrics.
Because I was 11 when Nickelback was huge.
Oh, you're not reading it?
No. Oh, I'm not reading it.
I totally pulled up the lyrics. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get the lyrics.
Oh, no, that's in there. That's
Oh, that's beautiful. That's
so you're a Nickelback fan. What do you think 11, about them being the Village Idiots?
What did they cover?
They just did covers of Metallica and Led Zeppelin.
That rocks.
Oh,
I think that's a great way to get started as a band.
Yeah, you do shows until you're able to go, you know what? I want to do our own song. Right.
Until you figure out how to write something good.
Yeah.
Whatever Nickelback writes.
I don't know how you're working this scam.
Oh, what's happening?
5% of Americans never do their own laundry.
Oh,
that's not a lot. So I guess that I know that, you know, actually someone who used to be on the show would take his stuff to
a dry cleaner. Doing your laundry, though.
Oh,
like, that you had to gather it, handle it, bring it somewhere, pay for it to get done, pick it up. Like, that is a chore.
You know, I bet that 5%, the people who have someone else in their house who does the laundry for them, I bet they consider that they do their own laundry. You know what I mean?
Oh. Like, so you think it's higher than 5%?
I think it's higher than 5%.
I think you're right, too.
Mom, I'm out of fresh underwear!
We're in that stage right now where you're the oldest kid in the house is like, hey, I need lunch. Okay, go down and make it.
Yeah, you're 11.
What?
Make this happen. Is she 11? She's 11.
She's 11.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's definitely, we're working on that, like, okay, listen. I'm happy to help you when I'm down there in the kitchen doing stuff and I can, you know, help you. But no. Go make yourself something to eat. Same with laundry.
I like the way you do it.
Oh, you need laundry? Well, let me show you how that's done. We're working on that now.
Yeah, well, you know. It's always
a work in progress.
Young one
still, you know, we got to do stuff for her. But the older one, we're starting to push back.
Well.
Time for you to start
doing
stuff.
I mean, she's starting to get into that age.
According to a new poll, 55% of people say they always do their own laundry. I always do my own laundry.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, it doesn't get done.
I've got a mold problem right now, like in my washer, and I didn't realize it until I was down in LA, and Shauna was like, you know, your shirt smells moldy, and I'm like,
I
don't know which laundry smells moldy and which doesn't now because I'm
did
like immune to it.
Did you clean and bleach that you...
Yeah, I did white vinegar and everything. I just bought some stuff that's supposed to do it and clean it, but like...
You got to leave the door open on those front loaders and even take a rag and dry it.
And also they have a self-cleaning setting that you should put it on at like once a month, which will ultra heat everything.
I didn't realize all of that until I was told I smelled moldy.
Oh!
So... I sniff my shirts every morning. So
man,
I never
and your
smell
ex-wife
moldy,
wife is the one who tells you?
Yeah.
You stink. That's no good.
Moldy boy.
So she wasn't hitting on you?
No.
Oh, boy. That's too bad.
It's funny. I've smelled that before. You know that almost like when something's not quite dry and has dried in a pile.
Yeah.
And it gets that like. Just that specific smell.
Oh, yeah. There's laundry that gets put in and then someone forgets it and.
Yeah.
You open it 2 days later and go, ugh.
Right.
Well, that can't go into the dryer now. No. That has to be rerun.
Right. And it's very, I don't understand how people cannot smell that when they put the shirt on.
Like,
how is it possible that you are walking around with that and not dying of the smell of it? I hugged you this morning. I didn't smell it.
Okay.
That sweatshirt, for one, is okay.
Okay.
Put a check mark next to that.
Every
one.
Day then.
All right. Okay, let's. Is it time to play a game?
I believe it is.
All right, great. We're going to play How Old Is That Guy? Vinny versus Maddie versus Bob. Bob, you got to go first. How old are Cole and Dylan Sprouse? Cole and Dylan were Zach and Cody on the Sweet Life shows on Disney.
33.
Okay.
32.
34.
They're 33. That's 2 points.
Oh.
How old is Barack Obama? How old is Obama? Vinny, you're first.
67.
That's what I was going to say. I'll go 68.
65.
64. That's another point for you, Bobby. Maddie, you're first. How old is Billy Bob Thornton?
61.
61. All right, Bob.
I always get him and Steve Buscemi confused.
I'm sure he'd be thrilled to hear that.
How old did you say?
I said 61.
65.
65. What do you think, Vinny?
60.
He is 70 years old. Billy Bob Thornton is 70. That's 4 points for Bob. She's running away with this, you guys. How old is Chet Hanks? White rapper. Son of Tom Hanks. He also had he was on Empire, apparently. And let's see. I think that Bob has to go first on this one.
27.
Vinny?
32.
32.
33.
He's 35. That's a point for Maddie. Chet Hanks. And finally, because I don't think anybody can even catch Bob at this point. How old Meghan Markle? Vinny, you're first.
35.
35. All right. Maddie?
36.
What do you think, Bob?
34.
She is 44.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah. By a score of 4 for Bob, 2 for Maddie, and none for Vinny.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. It feels really good to be back. I thought we had a nice show today.
Very
you guys.
Good show.
I thought it was really fun. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have more tickets and chances to win the grand prize for the Disney trip. We're doing it every hour on the 05s until 6:05. And we start it back up again tomorrow morning at 7:05 and goes all through the day, all week long. Have a good one, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.